Hare Krishna. So I welcome you on the Nurses MLM Spiritual Care Program of 21st of June 2013 on Friday. In the olden times, when there were kings like Parikshit, Ambarish, Dharmaraj, Yudhishthir, or Prithu, or so many other kings, even till the times of, I'll not say actually Ashok, but till the time of Ashok actually. Actually Ashok comes in the quite in Kali Yuga, but I'm talking about the kings in Dwapar Yuga. They were supposed to be Raja Rishis. Huh? And Raja Rishi means he's a Rishi only, but he is in the form of king. His heart is of a Rishi, but he happens to be a king. So he has all the royal opulences and royal facilities and kingdom and chariot and gold and everything else. But in spite of accepting all the opulences of the kingdom, the king lives like a saint. His mind is fully absorbed. For example, the king Kulshekhar in the Madras province. He was so devoted to Lord Ram, so much devoted, that full time, after managing his kingdom very well, he would completely absorb himself in hearing Ram Katha. And he was very dedicated. I'll tell the story of King Kulshekhar to you some other time. But sufficient to say that such kings were there, and when such kings were there, in their kingdom, there was no illicit sex. There was no connection with any man with any other woman without marriage. Today, if you can imagine like this, there is no illicit sex, only marriage, nothing else. No love affair, no going around, no live-in relationships, and no friendship, and nothing. Only men and women relate to one another with marriage. This is the most ideal situation. And there is no intoxication, nobody takes any drugs. Nobody smokes, nobody drinks. Everybody lives very pure life. And no one does any violence to anybody. There is no killing for food. Only animals do that. Human beings don't do that. Because of the king's purity, there was a situation like this in the previous times. Today it becomes a dream only. How it is possible? It's a dream. But during Ram Rajya, during the time of these other kings which I told you, it is said that the kingdom was so pure that nobody would do this. Even Shudras, who are Mochis, who are Dhobis, who are Kumars, Kumbhars, and who are other people like electricians, whatever the supportive activities are, even those people will not do these activities. They will be doing their work. Shudras will do their work. Vaishyas will do their business, and Kshatriyas will do administration, and Brahmanas will do their pujas nicely. And thus the king will support everybody to do their job very nicely in devotion to God. And at such times, there was no famine, there was no tufan, there was no famine means no rains, no food, and no cyclone or what do you call? Tufan means what? English means
storm.
Storm. No tsunami, no earthquakes, nothing of this sort called as natural calamities would happen. You will be surprised to know that rain will only fall in the night when everybody is sleeping. That too in the required amount only. There will be no excess rains or no less rains. Only by the power of the king's purity. To the extent, when Arjuna and Pandavas were kings, one Brahmin lost his son. Now, it is explained in scriptures that it is unnatural for a father to see son dying. Unless there is sinful background, your son will never die in front of your eyes. You are supposed to die first, and then your next person will die. But you will not die untimely. So if son dies, That means the king is sinful. So the Brahmin went running to the king and complained, "You are sinful. Because of you, you are responsible for my son's death." So that time Arjun took Krishna and went to Mahavishnu, crossing all the planets, crossing all Swargalokas, Brahmalokas, Maharloka, Satyaloka, Janaloka, Brahmaloka. Then he went to Brahma Jyoti, then he went to all Brahmandas, then he crossed all that and went to the source of all these Brahmandas, Mahavishnu. And the children, the souls of the Brahmin's sons who died, they were there with Mahavishnu, and Mahavishnu released them. Because Krishna himself went, so Mahavishnu is servant of Krishna. So he gave the children back, and then all the way came back and gave the Brahmin the children. So that was the king's responsibility. Today if you go to the chief minister and say, "My son died," so he said, "What should I do?" He said, "I'm not responsible. And there's so much sins they are performing." So because the king was so saintly, there was no rains which is excess or less. There was prosperity. The earth was giving grains, fruits, vegetables, trees, plants, greenery, everything that is required. Whatever the earth provides you, the earth would provide abundantly because she was so happy. The earth is burdened with two things. Earth doesn't like, earth can tolerate any amount of burden of you and me physically. Even if 10 times, 20 times more population takes birth na, on earth, earth doesn't become heavy with that. It's like, you know, any mother has a feeling of your child is very heavy. If your child is, suppose, very fat child, you know, in 5 years of age, your son is 35 kilos of weight maybe. You think your son is very heavy for you? No, out of love you don't feel heavy. Similarly, the earth doesn't feel ever the weight of human beings. It feels all my children. But when these children become sinful, she can't bear the weight. Sin ka burden she can't bear. And another burden she can't bear is asatya. If anybody talks lies or does something cheating or does something fraud, or they are like hypocrites, you know, they show something, do something else, speak something else in their mind, they are duplicitous, this burden she can't take. So when these things happen, then earth starts withdrawing the supplies. The rains will become contaminated, and then flowers will not come, and then fruits will not come, crops will not flourish properly, like that. Oceans will give unlimited jewels when there is no sin. When there is purity and good life, devotional life, the oceans will create abundance of jewels. Because most of the jewels come from ocean, na? Pearls, so many things come from ocean. The mountains will give you diamonds and so many other. Earth will give you so many metals and so many other costly jewels like emeralds, rubies. They all come from earth, na? So now why today is there is so much of over rain, so much of floods, so much of disaster, so much of deaths, landslides, glacier slides, falling of mountains in the river. I saw a film yesterday on YouTube. At the bank of this Alaknanda river, a full building of 4 floors just fell down in the water. As if a toy falls down, you know. It's like, you know, khel mein wo gir jata na, aisa khel mein. So the full ashram of 4 floors is just falling in the ground, in the water, and just imagine such disaster, yeah? Only because of sins of people. So much of sins are being performed today. I have read about many years back that 35,000 children per day are aborted by mothers. Mothers own their own children they are killing. And that number was many years back 35,000. Today I don't know. It must be 50,000 also. Who knows? So what do you think? When people are doing such kind of sins, nature will just keep quiet. Demigods will just bless you with everything. Demigods are supposed to provide you all the facilities when there is purity and life of devotion, at simplicity of service to each another, to God and each other. But so much prakop is taking place because of the prakop that we are creating in the hearts of people by our activities. Simply a reaction. It's like, you know, what is geographical truth? That if you cut trees, rains will not come. Simple, action and reaction. If you cut trees, then it will not attract clouds. It will not attract clouds, it will not be raining there. Why so much less rain is there in many places? Because they have cut the trees so much that there is no rains. Like that, on a subtle platform, if you go below that, you will understand if you perform sinful activities, there will be either no rains or excessive rains. There will be high, too much of rains and too much of water or no water available to you. So much of water is falling on the ground, but still you will have water, kya bolte usko, pani ka path. What is that called in English? Pani ka path. Supplies will be reduced. Supply cut ho jayega. Because so much of water is just drained in the ocean and gutters and here and there, and it's not available to you, and so much rain is pouring outside, but the same day you will have water cut in the house. All because of sinful activities. So much of sins are going on everywhere. People are eating aborted babies. I've got slides of Chinese people eating a dead fetus, pura, full-fledged hands, legs, skull, everything, eating dead fetus. I've got slides. Horrible slides. Not one, many I've got. I never believed it, but there are people who eat raw children. They must be demons, actually. Who else eat like this? Can eat like this? Only demons can eat like this. And this is going on rampantly. Yeah? You may shake your neck with so much disgust. But there are people who do it regularly in restaurants and all. It's not declared the dish, but they know whom to order, what to order, and they get what they want. And all the supplies come from the nursing homes where the babies are purchased, either in whole or in pieces. The total flesh is purchased in bulk, and that is mixed up with the other non-vegetarian things. And there are so many other sins going on. There are rapes, and a four-year girl is being raped, 80-year-old woman is being raped, anything on the earth, you know. One lady is raped by 50 people, 15 people, 20 people at a time. Whatever, anything on earth can happen today. And it's happening also. So much of robbery, so much of money is being... When we were children, we were reading of frauds only of 10,000, 15,000, 1 lakh, 2 lakh rupees. Now there is frauds of only 1 lakh crore rupees. Nobody thinks like fraud karna hai to izzat se karna chahiye. So the frauds are also of lakhs of crores of rupees. It's not just thousands of crores of rupees. There's 75 crores of rupees and 750 crores of rupees or 1,65,000 crores of rupees. You can't even count how many zeros are there on that. I don't know. If ever I get that money, I will not know how much that money is. How to utilize that money. So much money they are just stealing from things, you know. And they never give money. If somebody dies, and the government declares, suppose, 2 lakh rupees to the deceased family. In the 2 lakh rupees, you get only 25,000 rupees. Rest, everything is eaten up by the government people. You can imagine such a sin, somebody is crying because of loss of some beloved person, and there is some help from government, and that help also is eaten up by the people in between. There is a saying in Marathi that... Even dead body is there, some butter is there, that the crow will come and eat that butter also. He will not say dead body ko par rakha hai. So much, you know, there is no moral only. There is no understanding of rules, regulations, etiquettes, behavior. Kuch code hai nahi. Just at whatever cost, loot people, make money and be happy. Whoever dies because of you, whoever suffers because of you, don't care. This is a sign of Kali. So this answer to your question, why there is disaster in Ganga, there is not disaster in Ganga actually, disaster in our lives actually, what we are living today, unknowingly, which world we are living, the disaster is because of that. And in scriptures it is mentioned in Kali Yuga, that this all will happen. These kind of happenings are not there in any other yugas except Kali Yuga. In Satya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga and Treta Yuga, no such calamities occur. The calamities of birth, old age, disease and death is there in all yugas. But natural calamities to such an extent is not there. And as the age comes down, from Satya to Treta, Treta to Dwapar and Dwapar to Kali, the sufferings go on increasing. Calamities go on increasing. And the maximum calamities are in Kali Yuga. And we are living in the Kali Yuga. And still we are trying to be happy in Kali Yuga. We are trying to find happiness. But today I read in papers that the security people who are supposed to secure others' lives. You are a security person, you are supposed to protect my life. Their life is so much miserable. They are also in danger. and no one take care of them. Even if they are, misbehaved, they mistreated by the people, no one cares for them. No one takes a complaint also. They don't know what to do. Maybe so many people are suffering and they can't open their mouth. And only what you read and hear is only those who can open their mouth and go through all their troubles. So many people are suffering because of some torture is going on. Children are tortured in labor, in work, right? So all that is collectively. When these things are happening, demigods are the suppliers. They supply you air, water, air, water, or ocean, river. Earth is providing you crops. All these things are provided by the demigods. They are all demigods. They provide you one department activities, supplies. So they don't supply all those things. When they see collective sins are increasing, the supplies go on decreasing. Getting 24 hours water is not a very big thing in this life actually. If things are managed well, everyone in the world can get 24 hours water. But there are so many places, people get water once in 10 days, only 2 handas or buckets. And they have to manage in, I don't know how they manage, how they take bath and how they clean, I don't know. But this is the reality, and they have to walk for about 5 kilometers, 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers to get that much water. And by the way, if you go to their house as a guest, it's a problem for them. How they can't give water also to you. Such kind of situation is there. All because of sinful activity. And it is said that at least some rain is coming, and some crops are coming, and some fruits are coming on trees, and some flowers are coming, and something is there still going on in the farming, because some devotees somewhere are praying to the Lord. That is why this is at least what you see is because of some devotees in all religions, somewhere they are praying to God, they have faith in God, they chant His name, they glorify Him, they serve Him. That is why at least what you are getting today is available. Everything is contaminated, everything is impure, no? Sabjis are all no taste, all pesticides, grown out of the gutter water and this and that. Even if you have lots of money also, you don't get pure things because you are living in an area where this is not available. Everything is outside. Whenever you grow civilization, all the farming goes away from you, and then you have to import things from the farming to your place at higher cost. Still they are not good because they are all with pesticides, and earth is contaminated with all these pesticides. So Dr. Samke's father was telling me when I went to his house last month, he said that nowadays pure seeds of rice and dals are not available only. If pure seeds you plant in the land that you have, which is contaminated by pesticides, the pure seeds don't grow only. This is a very new thing I heard. Only those kind of seeds are there which can grow into a pesticide ground. आपको समझ में आया कुछ? दर्जेदार बियाणं मला इथे मिळणारच नाही, आणि जर मिळालं तर ते होणारच नाही तुमच्या शेतीमध्ये. कारण त्याच्याकरता सेंद्रिय खत असलेली जमीन लागते. यू नीड लँड विच इज फर्टिलाइज्ड, आय मीन काय म्हणतो त्याला, मूल्यवर्धन त्याचं झालेलं आहे गाईच्या शेणामुळे किंवा असं खतामुळे. दॅट काइंड ऑफ लँड कॅन टेक अप दॅट प्युअर सीड अँड गिव्ह यू द प्युअर राईस अवेलेबल टू यू. बोलते अवेलेबल नाही आहे वो, और अवेलेबल होता वो ग्रोही नाही होता आहे. सच अ कंडिशन ना, बिलीव मी. इवन इफ यू हॅव लँड, ऑल द अपर लेअर ऑफ लँड इज फिनिश्ड, देर इज नो उपजाऊ आहे नाही जमीन वो. सो वी आर लिव्हिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड, रिमेंबर दॅट. And you cannot say ki we are in Bombay, we are okay, nothing happens to us. That's only always happens in some other places where I am not there. We can jolly well be there. If Bhaktivedanta Hospital takes out a pilgrimage to Badrinath and this happens that time, then we all will be there only, please understand. Today in Badrinath Yatra, Four Dham, Char Dham Yatra, people are only living on biscuits, what is thrown from helicopters. And they can't even come out because all the roads are blocked and everything is a mess there, you know. Everything is a mess. Plus there is a threat of terrorists also at the same time. There is threat that Amarnath or this or that, some threat is also expected. So there is natural calamity, there is calamity among people, everything is there. All kinds of things. And people are, even if you are a devotee of God, you can still die in this mess. All those who are gone there, I hope and pray that most of them are devotees. They are not crooks. Why they will go to Badrinath? They are not having devotion. उधर कौन जाएगा उधर पहाड़ में मरने के लिए? बट लोग जा रहे हैं इतना मेहनत करके, दैट मीन्स दे हैव सम डिवोशन. सो इवन इफ यू आर डिवोटी बट बिकॉज यू आर लिविंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड यू विल हैव टू शेयर द मिजरीज कॉज्ड बाय एवरीबडी एल्स टू यू ऑल्सो. कैसे? इफ यू स्टे इन बॉम्बे यू डोंट हैव टू स्मोक, राइट? 5 सिगरेट्स पर डे ऑलरेडी यू आर स्मोकन, यू आर स्मोक्ड जस्ट बिकॉज यू आर लिविंग इन बॉम्बे. यू डोंट नीड टू स्मोक सेपरेटली. इफ यू लिव इन चेंबूर मे बी 10 सिगरेट्स यू ऑलरेडी स्मोक्ड बिकॉज ऑल केमिकल फर्टिलाइजर कंपनीज आर देयर. सो वाई? बिकॉज वॉट पीपल आर डूइंग यू हैव टू पार्टिसिपेट इन दैट. यू कैनॉट जस्ट से कि नहीं मैं तो नहीं कर सकता हूँ. यू हैव टू ब्रीथ दैट एयर. पीपल आर कंटेमिनेटेड. What people throw in water and spoil the water, that water comes to your house also. And you get typhoid and you get so many diseases. And people are throwing sewage in the river and the river water comes to your house and you get so much diseases. So what I'm trying to tell you is that even if you live a pure life, you must live. It's not that you should not live pure life. But we have to be ready to understand that because others are performing sins. To some degree or to large degree, you will also suffer because of living in this world. It's like if you go to jail, suppose by some small mistake you have done, but you are in jail. In jail, you have to meet terrorists, murderers, fraud making people, everybody you will meet, and their company and their association, their being around will disturb you. Sanjay Dutt may be a big personality, big film star and crorepati and handsome and this and that. But now he has to bear the company of all those people, you know. Anda cell mein kaun sa terrorist hai, Pakistan mein kaun sa hai, लश्कर तैयबा का कौन सा है और वो मुताहिदीन का कौन सा है. ऑल दिस काइंड ऑफ पीपल आर देयर देयर एंड मे बी जॉली वेल दे विल अटैक हिम एंड दे विल किल हिम ऑल्सो. हु नोज, एवरीथिंग इज पॉसिबल. सो ही मे बी नॉट लाइक टेररिस्ट बट ही विल हैव टू बेयर ऑल द एटमॉस्फियर ऑफ द जेल एंड गो थ्रू ऑल द ट्रीटमेंट दैट जेल इज प्रोवाइडिंग यू. सिमिलरली यू मे नॉट बी सो सिनफुल इन योर लाइफ. इवन द थॉट ऑफ aborting a baby will not come to your mind, or thought of eating a flesh of an aborted baby also will not come to your mind. But because people in the world are doing that, in the world that you are living in, you will have to bear the collective suffering of the people. Like when it rains, no? Rains too much. It's not required, it is raining. In the train stations and in the buildings where there is no crop going on, everything is cemented and all tar road. There is no crop coming there, but rain is falling there. And then you will be suffering because your trains are closed and roads are closed and the child has gone to school, he is not able to come, the water is clogged and child is gone to some other school and they are stationed over there with the teacher in the night. People, one time Gopal Gadan children came to Bhaktivedanta, you know, one time, because they couldn't even go ahead because all roads are blocked. So we hosted them for one full day here. Such a small distance, 5 kilometers, but they could not go. So much anxiety, suffering is there. It is a result of other sins that we are suffering. And by the way, it must be our sins also of the past that are being punished. Otherwise, why should you go to sin? Why should you suffer? Nothing happens without chance. I mean, without any reason. Nothing happens by chance. Everything happens with some reason. If I am suffering of something, it is the reaction of some past sin. May not be now. Today, you must have been living a pure life, devotional life. But whatever you are entitled to suffer, you will suffer. It may help you to purify and clean yourself and correct yourself, but suffering will be there. So what is the message, madam? I have done investigation, I have done examination, analysis. I have diagnosed.
Analysis.
And diagnosed the disease also. What is the reason behind it? Now what? How to get out of this? So message is that please do not try to continue living in this world happily. This world will not give happiness to you. Whatever you do, you just try to do your duty, serve the Lord and become God conscious and try to get out of this world in this life only. Don't try to think that I'll become happy here. Even after going through and reading and understanding and hearing everything what we are hearing every day, if you still think at the back of your mind that maybe I should now sell my 2-wheeler and buy a 4-wheeler, maybe I should one room kitchen I should leave and go to 2-room kitchen, maybe I should buy 5 new sarees and 4 more pants, And maybe my mobile is now very old, I should buy a new mobile. What are all these thoughts? These thoughts are only thing that let me get some more happiness. Let me get some more happiness, and I feel that these things will give me happiness. So I am just thinking of doing so many things that trying to get more happiness in this world. That means I have faith in my mind somewhere that if I do all these things, I'll become happy. अभी भी मन में कुछ ना कुछ श्रद्धा है कि ये जग में इस लाइफ में कहीं ना कहीं थोड़ा मेहनत करने से थोड़ा खुशी मिलेगा. And if you keep thinking like this, please be sure that you will come back again in this world. If you have faith that this world will give happiness to you, to search for the happiness, you will again come back in this world. It will not take you out of this. Like some people are very poor, you know. I know some stories I have read. They're very poor and they have no source of food. So what they do is, they keep committing small crimes and keep going to jail. And when the jail 6 months saza is over, again purposefully they do some crime so that they can go inside and have two meals. So they feel that jail is my source of food, so I have to go to jail. So like that you may feel this world is source of your happiness, so you will keep coming again and again here. By the end of your desire, you will keep coming again and again. And I am sure madam is quite elderly. When madam you were a young girl, the kind of news you are getting in paper, are they same today? They are more intense and more voluminous and more ghastly and more unbearable. And in those days, you know, we would read ki children are smoking in the school, so teachers are very angry and they are punishing them. Now there is children are getting pregnant in the school. Now they are taking drugs in the school. Now children are shooting guns in the school. Right? So we were not hearing in our childhood ki. Even in paper in England also, in America also, we would not read that children are coming with guns and shooting the teachers and students. That's not heard in America also when we were children. But now the problems are different. In 20s, in 30s, the problem was that children are back answering teachers. How to handle? That was the problem. Discussion among teachers. What to do? How to punish them? Now the problem is that children are abusing teachers with attacking, with beating, with guns and all those things. Now how to handle? Children are taking drugs. Children are getting pregnant in the school. How to do that? How to prevent AIDS? That is today's problem in the school. And they are teaching now 8th, 9th and 10th also. Some years back we were teaching AIDS education to college students after 11th and 12th and 10th degree. But today we are ourselves, Bhaktivedanta Hospital is ourselves going to 8th, 9th and 10th. Maybe in few next year we'll go to 5th and 6th also. Yeah, wherever sexuality is growing earlier, we have to go lower to teach the same education. So you see, what I'm trying to tell you is that when we were young, the problems were milder and smaller. When we are growing, they're becoming stronger and intense and bigger. So what do you expect tomorrow? No, again it will become smaller and milder. Do you expect that? No, sir, no. When we will become 70-year-old and our children will become 50-year-old, that time problems will be, I don't know what problems will come at that time. Maybe government will legalize to eat human flesh. It will be available in restaurants officially. Like one time ago, abortion was illegal before Nehruji made a law in the parliament.
74.
Whatever, much earlier. Abortion was illegal. Abortion was a crime and people were doing abortion hidingly in those days, running from the law. But our great Jawaharlal Nehru, the father of our nation, he made it legal. So abortion is like everybody can do it. In the history, the lady or the family who would do abortion, they would be outcast at the par from village. They will be outcast from village. They can't stay in village also. So much sinful it was considered. But now your neighbor and your family member also may be doing the same thing. Who knows? Everybody is doing that and nobody even informs them. Nobody comes to know also. So such situations are coming up. Such sins are coming up and then we don't know what are we going to face in the future. And by the way, if you have faith in this world and if you come back in this world again after this life, it will be somewhere after 30-40 years. Like if madam has to come back, maybe in 20 years she will come back. If I have to come back, maybe in 30 years I'll come back. Maybe some young people are coming back, up to 50 years will come back. But imagine situation at that time, what will happen? When you will take birth and you will start growing up, after in the next life, what kind of situation you will be born in? Horrible. You cannot imagine what you will be. The message is, when you see the rains outside, no, like this, too much rain, not required, but falling, making everybody suffer like anything. Pray to the Lord, let my faith in this world, that this world will give me happiness, get destroyed. Kya bola maine? Let my faith that tells me that world will give me happiness, that faith, let it be destroyed. Let me not have any faith that the world will give me any happiness. Let me have faith that the only happiness can be there in serving you. Let me have that faith. Unless you want that faith, how your faith will come? You have to intelligently understand what kind of faith you require. If you have faith that you world will give happiness to you, you will always get suffering. Because it's false. No? It's like a chore will be very honest. If this kind of faith you have, then what will happen to you? Only suffer. No? You have full trust in the chore. Then what will happen? You will get ruined in your life. Because you are putting your trust in a place which is not worthy for trust. So if you put in your faith in this world, that world will give happiness to you, you will always get ditched and suffer. So ask for that faith, that my Lord, give me that faith, that only happiness is there in your service, in being your servant, in becoming God conscious. Only then I will be happy. Let that faith come in me. And let me not have faith that if I do buy a mobile, buy a car, or buy a flat, or my loans are getting completed, then I will be very happy. No, it's only illusion that ek baar loan pura ho gaya na, life mein fir koi tension nahi, khushi hi khushi hai. Ek baar ladke ka SSC ho gaya na, to main free, fir anand mein jaye, life mein koi tension nahi, hai na. Ek baar retire ho gaya na, fir main gaon jaunga na, acha se aaram se rahunga. This is all we are thinking, that it is going to come, you know. It's just for time being I may be little suffering, but little later on everything will be all right. But never is the time when everything is all right. A child thinks ki if only I finish my schooling na, ek bar ye padhai ho gaya na, exam roz ka, har mahine ka exam, har saal ka exam, once the exam gets over na, I think my life will become very happy. So I was thinking ek bar doctor ban gaya na, fir mujhe koi tension nahi. Ek bar MBBS ho jane ke baad mein fir life mein koi tension nahi. No, it's never like that. Never like that. Person like madam will think ki main ek bar retire ho jaungi na, fir mujhe koi tension nahi. But aisa nahi hai. More and more tensions will come because of health, and people will think that you are useless and you are not earning anything, you are a burden. So many things will come which are not known now. You don't expect and imagine those things to happen. Hey, my son loves me so much. How can he do this? I don't think he will do. No, maybe other sons are doing, but my son, yes, I love him so much. He loves me so much. I don't expect him. That's when he gets married and you become jobless and you are at home, then they will think he, क्या हो रहा है बाबा, वाई शुड गो टू द अदर ब्रदर्स हाउस, वाई शुड ओनली हियर, इट्स टू मच, नो एक्सपेंसेस, दिस एंड दैट, एंड नो, इट्स लाइक काउ हु इज नॉट गिविंग मिल्क, वाई शी इज हियर, व्हाट इज इट कमिंग आउट ऑफ द काउ, घास खिलाओ लेकिन दूध नहीं मिलने वाला, दिस इज लाइक दैट वी स्टार्ट थिंकिंग. सो चाइल्डहुड हैज हिज ओन सेट ऑफ मिजरीज, यंग एज मैरिड लाइफ हैज हिज ओन सेट ऑफ मिजरीज, मिडिल एज हैज अनदर मिडिल लाइफ क्राइसिस, depressions and unwantedness and uselessness, and then old age has its own set of problems, and old age also has bunch of problems, and near death situation also has its own problems. And a beautiful situation in life, you may be very beautiful, it has got its own problems. So mother is always worried, my beautiful girl is now 7 PM, where is she, what is happening, you have anxiety. If you are ugly, you have different problems. If you are very healthy, some different problems are there. If you are very sick, different problems are there. If you are black, there is a problem. If you are white, there is a problem. If you are a Brahmin, there is a problem. If you are a Shudra, there is a problem. So educated is a problem, so uneducated is a problem. See, where the problem is not there. Every situation in life is filled with problems. And still we feel that I can be happy. Is it not foolishness? With all experiences in life, still I feel and I have faith that nahi nahi, hoga, khushi milegi. Kyun nahi milegi? Milna chahiye. It will. But it's not going to be possible. So right now devote to the Lord. Start devoting now. Practice. Get tuned. Get experienced. Then you can hope that I'll be out of this world very soon. And I'll go to the kingdom of God. जहाँ गम भी न हो आंसू भी न हो बस प्यार ही प्यार पले एक ऐसे गगन के तले. There is one devotee whose name is Uday Koppikar, a very senior devotee. He is about 70 year old. At one point of time in his life, very young, I think he was married, unmarried, I don't know, but in middle of his life, he went to commit suicide under train. Just left home and just was walking on the railway tracks. And while he was about to enter the railway track, he heard the sound, some loudspeaker somewhere. Ek aise gagan ke tale. So he thought, agar ye kavi ne ye kavita likhi hai, to shayad usko pata hoga, aisa kahin duniya hogi jahan par gam nahi hoga, jahan par aansu nahi honge, jahan par pyar hi pyar hoga. So he cancelled his plan of suicide. And he went searching who wrote the song, who sang the song, and finally, sab karte karte karte, wo Hare Krishna Mandir mein aa gaya one day. And then he became a devotee. And today he is a spiritual counselor, like me and everybody else. He was working in spiritual care department also. Here, yes. When Dr. Sankhya was director of department, he was his assistant, Mr. Uday Koppikar. Now this song gave him faith that maybe such world exists. So let me find that world now, instead of committing suicide. Let me find how to go there. Instead of committing suicide, let me work in this life to find such a place and then find how to go there also. And then he came to Hare Krishna movement, he found information about that world. The world where there is only love, there is no suffering, there is no tears, there is no disease, there is no birth, there is no death. Only happiness, no old age. Loving relationships, everybody beautiful, everybody happy, everybody, no suffering, no torture, no national calamities. He found a description of that world. And then he also found the method how to reach there. And then he became a devotee. He said, yes, now I know how to reach there. And there is no need of committing suicide, I will follow this path. So all of you should sing this song. Ek aise gagan ke tale. I want to go there. And use all my time now to prepare to go there. Not just waste my time in faith that वो रहने दो अपने जो वहाँ पर उस जगह पर मैं तो यहाँ पर हूँ अभी. Let me enjoy this place. No, it will not give to you place enjoyment to you. Such a beautiful song it is. Kishore Kumar has sung that song. एक ऐसे गगन के तले जहाँ गम भी ना हो. सबसे बड़ी बात तो है गम ना हो, आंसू भी ना हो. No tears, no unhappiness. Only love, only happiness. Who will not like to be there, such place? And that place is only where the Lord is and nowhere else. Only where the Lord is, that place is there. There is no happiness in the relationship in this world, no happiness in money in this world, no happiness in sex in this world, no happiness in prestige and, you know, position and respect and honor. There is no happiness in this world of all those things. Yes. Because all of us are from that world only. At some millions of years of ago, we were all there. Somewhere in the root of the soul, the experience is there. That's why the imagination comes. Kaise bhi ho sakta hai. From where the imagination can come? Unless you have some experience sometime in the past, from where the imagination can come? The subconscious has stored all the experiences. And in the dream you feel, I want to fly. In the dreams, you must have a dream, like you are flying in the sky like a bird over the mountains. Because one time you were a bird and you have experienced all that. All that is stored in subconscious. Sometimes in dream, you see all those things. You meet some loving people in the dream and you feel, my God, where are the people? I want to meet them. So much loving experience was there. You get that experience like this so many times. Some unknown girlfriend comes in a young boy's mind in a dream, you know. So beautiful and unknown, but so much loving that, you know, he feels, my God, I should just live with this girl only, nothing else I should do in life. And then we wake up in the morning and just keep hankering, where is that girl, you know, where is that dream girl? Can I get that dream girl as my wife? And can I be happy in this life? By the way, all of us have gone through. I am not telling something to some tale. Main bata raha hoon. I have gone through all these experiences in my young life and everything. I used to always wonder in school, ki, who is my wife? Who would be my wife? And where is she now? Is she born in somewhere in the world? And where is the time I will come and I will meet her? And where must she be now in the 5th standard? I am in 10th standard now. Constantly my mind used to always think like this, you know. And sometimes I used to see beautiful girls, I might maybe saying, are any of this one is my going to be my wife, like that. So, you know, and then a cars would pass by, I would see which car will be mine in the future, or which motorcycle will be mine in the future. Or I used to travel sometimes, honestly, before I came to Mira Road, I had no house. So many years I did a house, so I used to just take a cycle or two-wheeler and travel everywhere in Srishti, everywhere. I was wondering, ki, will there be ever time I will be having one of the flats in Srishti? Literally, I used to travel sometimes, just wandering here and there. We have rental houses for 10 years in Srishti, Mira Road. So I used to wonder, ki, which building God has destined house for me? This will be my own house. Like that, you know, everybody is just dreaming and dreaming and dreaming. Now I am in a much better house than what I was dreaming. But after 10 years, I feel, ki, I should change the house. This house is very small now. So, bada hona chahiye abhi. That time when I was having a two-room kitchen hona chahiye. Now I feel so much luggage is there. Now there's no place to move only. So you dream, and sometimes you get that dream, sometimes, not all times, and then you feel ki, I was feeling ki, I must have a touch screen mobile, you know. I'm fed up of this QWERTY mobile, I won't have a touch screen mobile. In 3 months time, the whole navinya has gone. I don't know. I feel now we throw dusra phone lena chahiye. This is too much. So I try something else. But within no time, the charm goes away of everything in life. The newness is only for 9 days, not many days. Navachi navlai nav divas. Baikochi pan ani navrachi pan. Sagrachi navlai only 9 divas. It's like that. Everything, you know, every single thing. In my childhood, when I used to buy, I get a new pant for my father, new pant. Then I would not sit on the dhakka also anywhere. Seashore also I will not sit down, I will stand up only. I will put rumal and newspaper and sit down. New pant. After 4 months, I am sitting everywhere with that pant. Whether it is dirty or seashore or road or anything, I will sit down. I will not care. The new shoes aaya to baad mein, how much care I will take. Every day I will mop that shoe and all this thing. After that, I don't even look at that also. So, this is the world of that nature. It doesn't give you even experience of so-called happiness even for a long time also. And we are constantly struggling to get something new, which can something. Kya re roju wo bhindi ka bhaji khane ka hai, kuch naya banana yaar tu. Kuch naya ko nahi banata hai, same kyun banata hai, kuch naya recipe nikalo abhi iska. Bhai parwal wo aise hi kyun banate ho, usko sa UP mein ja ke sikho zara ya, parwal kaise banta hai, kya hai, wohi parwal same. Bahut din parwal nahi khaya to baad mein phir bhi wo. The most unwanted thing in my life, in my childhood, now I love like anything. My mummy used to make kulit ka chutney. I used to hate that. Kyun banate hai kulit ka chutney? It was so tasteless, you know. And now I am finding out from my relatives, wo kaise banate chutney, wo kidhar hai, wo kaise banta hai. It was like, I want it now. So it was there, I just don't like it. It's not there, I am liking it so much. And today whatever I have, I don't like it. Tomorrow again I will start liking it. Everything temporary. So permanent happiness is only there in God. Please find it over there, you will get it. Otherwise, best of luck. Thank you very much.